I'm very pleased to welcome Catskill Village trustees Vincent Seeley and Joe Kozlowski to our broadcast. They have a plethora of information that they wish to devolve to us, and I'm really happy to welcome you here. Thanks for coming by, really. So let's start. Vince, you kind of dropped in very briefly last week. I think you wanted to tell me something then, but I was busy interviewing the band Mail the Horse. So I think you want to start maybe with this website. Is that what you wanted to start with?
First of all, thanks for having us back. We enjoy coming in and giving your listeners updates. Reason to stop in last week, as we start to move into the winter and the economy gets a little bit better in the village, we've got a lot of exciting things. So I'm kind of jumping out of my skin to get the word out on some of these things. And, sometimes the website is good, but I like to, every medium we can get out to the people, we want to make sure they know what's going on, when it's going on. So that was the purpose of coming in last week. So it's great to be back here
absolutely.
This week. So we have a Trustee Joe Kozlowski. One of the first things we want to update you on, the last time we were on the show, we talked a lot about the what we call the Black Bridge. It's the old railroad trestle. And we had some significant damage done to it during Katrina. And there were some grant money, so on and so forth. How it was going to get paid for. You remember that banter?
I do remember that.
And then it actually wound up working
near and dear to my heart.
Exactly. So we actually ended up, proverbially on top, And I want to have Trustee Kozlowski, Joe Kozlowski, give a little update for us on that. Joe?
Mr. Kozlowski.
Yes. When we were here the last time there, we noted that the piers were all fixed on the Black Bridge itself. Now we're partnering with the school district in Greene County with what they call Safeways to Schools. We're looking to get a grant from them. It looks pretty good that we might be getting like $500,000 for a grant to refurbish some of that so we could have, again, what they say, safe walkways. The school fixed the walkway so people could go from one side of the creek to the other across it. And also it helps us with what the county is proposing to have a walkway from Bridge Street going up Water Street, going across the bridge, and then back down West Main Street so you can make a complete loop on the Catskill Creek itself.
Which would be really, really lovely, I think. I mean, it's taking perfect advantage of what's a really charming little creekside environment. Yeah.
We've also just sent a lot of pictures and information from the old Catskill Railroad to the Historical Preservation Society, and we hope to be on a registry with that so we could get more funding and more grants through that way.
Oh, that's great news, I think. I mean, as I mentioned many times, it's just something that really appeals deeply to me is taking advantage of this bit of Catskill history and not letting it just go to waste, especially in such the environment of the waterside, the creekside.
And it's coming to time that we're going to really focus on it in the spring and the summer and laying the groundwork now by working on the bridge and working on some other things.
I look forward to doing a live audio broadcast strolling across. Seriously.
And we'll be there.
Okay.
We'll be there. One of the other things that is a huge infrastructure project we're embarking on, it's in the planning stages, but it really is going to set the stage for 2013 and on, is we're calling it the Lead Sewer Project. And Joe has a lot of the details on the infrastructure. When Joe's done with the infrastructure, I want to talk about some of the economic opportunities we're going to have that's going to spawn from. So, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been in talks with the town because they have a problem in the leads with the sewage. Department of Health has said it's where some of the raw sewage has been going into the Catskill Creek from out there, and they haven't really given any ultimatums yet. But as long as they progress along to try to take care of the problem, they're okay with that. So what we have done is they've asked us if we would be able to accept some of the sewage from the Leeds area into our sewer treatment plant down here. So we were met yesterday with Delaware Engineering and also the town at a meeting with Vinnie, myself, and Lou, who's our department head here in the village over the sewer and water. We met with them and looks pretty good that they're going to keep going with trying to find funding for this project. The sewer line right now goes up to where the old hospital is.
Right.
And it ends there, so we would look to put a line from there all the way into the village, the hamlet of Leeds, and up the Finger Roads all the way to the Athens line, and maybe one of the or two of the roads in Athens itself. Because the more people you have, the users on this line, the cost goes down for each user itself to hook onto it.
Right, volume, as they say in retail.
That's what we love.
Yes,
we love the volume.
A strange mix there. But no, that's good. I think we had also been talking about this is something that's been kind of percolating for a little bit of time, hasn't it? This idea.
I've known it since probably the late 70s and 80s, where they've had some problems out there. And, you know, some people have said, well, let's take care of the problem, but they keep putting it on the back burner. But
right. Well, I mean, it's obviously this would be just the economic impact of actually getting this type of construction work that kind of that's always good to set dollars flowing through the economy. What else are the other possible benefits? Would there be perhaps a positive? I'm just thinking off the top of my head, positive benefits in terms of rates, in terms of you have a larger user base. Would that maybe help keep prices down or
we're working on the numbers last night. So there were some numbers that were thrown out. You know, you have the initial capital investment, which is going to be, you know, X amount of millions of dollars. These projects, no matter how you do them or how small, you're talking millions of dollars. But, you know, really the way I look at it is what's the opportunity from the dollar? So let's just say it's going to cost a dollar. What's the opportunity to expand and make different commercial endeavors in that area? So think about when you pull off the thruway now. Mm-hmm. You have Home Depot.
That's it.
We have our water line. Yeah. We have a water line that comes from Coxsackie, goes right through. It's our water main. There's no sewer up there. There's a lot of properties up there that do not have sufficient sewer systems or the capital investment, like Home Depot, and I'm, you know, kind of quoting out of school here, but let's say it cost Home Depot $100,000 to put in their sewer system. To hook up to our sewer system, this endeavor, it may be $26,000. So you're talking about your cost of entry into a parcel of property up there is much lower.
Right.
And you're talking about the DEC and all these other agencies that are going to want to, that should and do worry about the environment. We're going to have a safe place to send that wastewater, treat it here in the village, and get it out the door. So from an economic perspective, you're opening up that entire corridor, and you're also taking the environmental impact right now. All these houses up in Jefferson Heights, which is on your way up to Leeds, and Leeds, you know, there are, there's been stories that I hear. I haven't seen it yet with my own eyes, but there's sometimes when it rains, you actually see soap suds bubbling out of the ground. Well, soap suds don't come from the middle of the earth. They come from somebody's septic system and so on and so forth. So it's a win-win for all of us. We're taking care of an environmental issue.
And an economic issue.
Guys like myself can get in the middle of it and say, okay, well, let's look at what's appropriate to build up in that area that's going to help, to your point earlier, to help reduce the tax rate, because the more commercial property, the more things that are low impact but high tax, that's what really brings our taxes down and makes this a much better place to be. So I'm very excited about this project. You know, Joe Kozlowski led a project on Landon Avenue. I want to say it was 5-6 years ago. And it's smaller but similar, where we partnered with the town. Landon Avenue part of Landon Avenue is in the town of Catskill. They came to us with a problem. They said, we have low water pressure. We can't, you know, it takes, and I'm sure they're being dramatic, but, you know, it takes us 10 minutes to pour a cup of coffee and, you know, that stuff. So they were in there, pitching it to us. And the town was really trying to figure this out. How can we do this? We don't have the money. Well, we came up with a real innovative solution that we said, you know what? We're selling the Pepsi. I call our water Pepsi, because it's basically you're selling a product.
Okay.
And we're selling them Pepsi, so let's upgrade those lines so we can sell them a lot of Pepsi. Okay. And that's the same way I feel about this Leeds district, is we're going to open up this pipeline, take it down. We sell a service. That's our wastewater treatment. Yeah. Bring that down there, and let's sell it, and let's keep that flow going. So we wind up doing good air. But Joe's got some numbers. You know, instead of farming that out, the Landon Avenue, farming that out, we had the town and the village partner, and we brought our own excavators in. Our own guys got in the hole and did whatever they do in there to make it done. So, I mean, Joe's got some numbers on how long that took and how much it cost.
Right. This would this be on? I mean, but this sounds like a slightly greater magnitude. You would have to kind of maybe reach out to outside contractors. And,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. But there's pieces of this that we were talking about last night, the meeting that Joe brought up. Of, you know, all right, well, where is it smart to do the work ourselves versus smart and safe, you know, can make sure we have the right equipment, so on and so forth. But where is it also beneficial for us to go in there, do the work ourselves, and save the taxpayers some money. That's the bottom line, you know. So again, the project up in Landon, and we don't have to go into the details of it, but the point I'm trying to make is that was an excellent town-village partnership. This is going to be an excellent town-village partnership, and it opens up that entire corridor for growth, smart growth, and we could really start to look at bringing great businesses in, and with those businesses come the jobs.
Right.
Because you need people to do things in these businesses. It's just simple. Yeah. It's at the end of the day, all is simple. Bring business in, they bring jobs.
Is there any initial sense of a timeline, considering that, as we just mentioned, it's been percolating since the late 70s? But, I mean, is there some sense? Is this going to happen within the next 5 to 10 years?
I'll let Joe take that one. He's much better on that type of stuff.
Well, next year they want to go out for grants, which would be 2013. They're hoping to look for grants in 14 and maybe start the construction or the digging in late 14 or 15. We asked if there was a possibility of going any faster, and they said, unfortunately, there's certain types of grants only come out certain types of years. Mm-hmm. So that's why, and they just missed one round of granting of funding that would have been given in October. And of course, we didn't have all the figures and facts to be able to put down on paper to be able to file for the grants at that point in time. So,
is this state funding, federal? Is it a mix?
Looking for probably a mixed. They were talking about yesterday about the USDA funding and all kinds of sources.
Yeah. You're basically going to throw it at the wall and see what sticks. And that's, you know, and it's a great, like I said earlier, it's a great environmental impact and a great commercial impact that we could end up. So this has all the details built into it that it's going to be successful to get these grants. But in the meantime, while we're waiting, we can start to look at things. We know we need to form a water district up there. That's part of the process. We know we need to form a sewer district. We know there's a lot of legal and administrative things that we can start working in parallel
now
to the grants sitting out there. You know, because the bottom line is Leeds, this has to happen for Leeds. So it's really just sitting down and making sure that it gets done for Leeds, but we take advantage of it and do it right so we don't go back and dig up the road again in 5 years and have to do something else. Let's lay all the infrastructure in to do it right out of the gate.
That sounds like a very good plan. Just to remind our listeners who perhaps have forgotten, you're tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre Catskill Hudson. It's the Wednesday afternoon show. We're coming up at about 5:30. I'm Ron Diamonstein, and I'm talking with the Catskill Village trustees, Vincent Seeley and Joe Kozlowski. So, Vince, what other little fun things do you have for us?
So I'm gonna keep on the kind of the economic theme here and some of the things that I'm seeing. Those of you that are of your listeners that have been around a while, remember the Irving School. It's right off of Thompson Street, and it was converted a couple of years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. A guy named Hans Perukel came in, and he was going to make it into kind of high-end condos. It was called Catterskill Condos.
Yes.
That kind of flopped. Economy hit. He went back over to Denmark or wherever he was from, and it just sat. Well, we had the proverbial knight in shining armor, Bob Baxter. He came in. He bought the building. And I encourage everybody to take a ride past there and to see the quality of work. Just take a look at the front, the entryway. They've done a great landscaping job. They've done great with the LED lights there. And Bob and his wife came to our planning board meeting the other night. And when I can tell when Catskill's back on track just by the quality of the developers that we have come forward. Over the past couple of years, Ron, we've had, I call them bottom feeders. I mean, they're coming in here and they're only looking for the cheapest price. You know, how much can you... I want to give you a dollar for that building because I'm just going to flip it.
Right.
These are people that are coming to the plate now that are committed to doing the right thing with these buildings. And they understand that investing in the building is going to give them investing more up front is going to give them a better return on that. And I'm seeing more of that now. So Catterskill Apartments or condos, whatever ultimately is going to be named, is a great example of some of the developers that are coming in.
So I had heard earlier, because I sort of had heard through the grapevine or whatever a couple of months ago that this something like this was happening. I was glad to see the recent landscaping. It does look really, really nice. I mean, it's such an exquisite building. But the thought was perhaps that Mr. Baxter was going to make this into sort of senior housing. Is what exactly is he doing with it?
It's going to be regular. It's going to be apartments.
Apartments.
But being that the senior center is right there, I mean, the logic is, hey, I'm a senior. This is a great place. This is a really nice place. I could definitely see myself living here as a senior with the senior center there, all the access to Main Street. You know, you're just a very short way away to to big box shopping if you need to.
That's right.
We got that great farmers market on Main Street now down here. So yes, it would be a perfect senior center there, but that's not what he's marketing at.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
No, it's
okay.
Not. It's not specific.
And that. Has a C of O been offered a certificate of occupancy? I mean, is it ready to?
No, not yet. No, they're still inside doing some of the work on it, but it was ready for certificate back then.
Oh, right.
It was just that close, inch away from getting it. So now he just came in and just did a couple things to make it a little bit more up to date, because that back then their target was more of a metropolitan person. Now you're kind of looking at just kind of some of our regular person that's around Catskill that's going to be able to go in there
to
and afford it.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the key. Getting some good housing that's affordable. And what we've learned is, there are, even if the rent is a little bit higher than some of the other places on Main Street, the value that you get out of that rent is so different. So in other words, and I'll use kind of phony math here to make my point, though. A $600 apartment is not half as good as a $1,200 apartment. It's the $1,200 apartment is completely out of the stratosphere, much better. 600 is bottom level of what we can get on Main Street. We've really got to bring that level of those up, because that's what's happening. They're just, some of these folks are coming in, putting the minimal amount of work in there, and they just get tore up, and then the value of the house goes down. Quite frankly, it's just like if you walk down the street and you see garbage all over the street, you're more likely to throw garbage down.
Right.
You got to keep these places looking good. These new developers that are coming in understand that.
Yeah. So the idea is, of course, you're trying to move away from the simple idea of human storage. I mean, obviously. I mean,
that's a good way to say it.
Yeah. Yep. Because if you can have someone who has pride of home, whether it be home ownership or home rental, I mean, it can only bode well for their neighbors and the neighborhood and the town in general. Yeah. So that's really good information. Is there anything else?
Can I just chime in?
Please,
here?
Yeah.
Just to add something about the Mr. Baxter at the planning board meeting the other night. I could have thought he said that he was hoping to have the lower floor done by the end of the month to be able to have some renters in there. So.
Yep. So he's
that would be a good sign.
Yeah, I would get people to see that it's actually up and going, right. And it just is a spur. Yeah.
And other developers seeing that be successful is going to spawn what we've learned, Ron, from the past of with Union Mills failing, and we could sit here and blame it on the economy, we could blame it on 20,000 things, but we're smarter today. We learn from some of our mistakes. We're really trying to attract better developers, better entities to come in, making sure they have the capital to fund these projects and really staying on them while they go through the process of developing these properties to make sure it's what Catskill needs. Not what that developer needs or what we think it needs, but really what the people in Catskill need.
Hand in hand, as it were. Yeah. Because you don't want to have, from the developer's point of obviously they're in it to make money. I mean, that's what it's about. But alternately, you don't want to have a situation where that trumps everything, where the money then actually is siphoned out of the community, and you're left with, something that at first looked kind of bright and shiny, and then gets really, really dull, really fast.
And we've had a couple of those, and we've learned our lesson from those. So the future is bright from that perspective. We've learned a lot. We've got a great planning board right now. We've always had a great planning board, but the team we've put together that we've appointed over the past 10 years. We've got, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Everybody has their little area that they focus in on the planning board, and I love it. It's really so energizing to go to a planning board meeting. And a lot of times, at the tail end of the meeting, that's when the real meeting starts. Somebody brings up a topic. Hey, did you see so-and-so painting their house? And they're like, yeah, and he's doing something on the top of the roof. And, wow, that would be great if all of Catskill could be that, to do that and bring it back to that. And those are the meetings that's what a planning board is supposed to do. Yes, they got to go through the administration of, approve a sign, or they got to go through and approve a set of plans. But having that solutioning of how can we work on this piece of property. One of the big projects, and I think we brought up on the last time we were here, was the 9W converting that over to commercial. It's currently R3. It was going to start right about Tatiana's restaurant, give or take, and go all the way up to Lacey's, both sides of the road, converting that from residential 3 to commercial. And the feedback that I personally have gotten from the folks on that corridor has been great. Really want to see stuff happen, and they get that they have to be part of it, and they have to come forward, come to meetings, give us some suggestions, and tell us what they want to see, because they understand that if we do something, if they didn't give us any information, we do something, you can't really come and beat me up saying,
well, they can try.
Do? They mean, and they do. They try. But I come back and I'll say, you know, well, we have all these venues for you to come talk to us and to hear us and see and hear what we're doing. And we want feedback. We want feedback from people. That's why we like coming on the radio station, because we folks that listen to this, I'll get a call tomorrow and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. What's going on with X, Y, and Z? And I could say, yes, exactly. That's the whole purpose of this thing. Yeah. One last thing I want to bring up on the 27th, let me check here, on the 23rd, I'm sorry, Tuesday, October 23rd, there's going to be a Meet the Legislative Candidates at the Catskill High School. It's put on by the Catskill, it's called Leadership Green, great group of students. It's going to start at 7, going to go till 9. There's some pretty simple rules. They're going to ask, the folks in the audience will be able to ask a question. It has to be directed to all the legislators. Okay. But this is your chance, folks, if you're listening and you can get out there on Tuesday night, come out, meet us, ask good questions, ask tough questions.
Yeah, the election's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're there. Yeah. This is go time. Get out there and do it. I mean, that was definitely one of the things I wanted to. I'm not going to go through. I know just before this broadcast with us, you were talking a little bit about other things that are going on in the community, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the haunting in Catskill coming on. I think
I've made sure that's been added to our event calendar. We'll talk about that next week.
Yep, that's perfect. Yeah. But there's just so many good things going on. And the energy level is back. I thought we lost it for a while. There are some people that were saying to me, Hudson, you go over to Hudson and it's great. The streets are filled with people and the money's flying around the air and, it's hundreds of dollars. And I say, I go over there a couple times.
I never see any money
flying in the
air. I don't
either. I went there and I didn't see any either.
It's going to somebody's pocket.
But I get the point. And if you look back through history, we may not want to hear this, but we've always kind of lagged behind Hudson. Hudson kind of hit its peak. And there was a time, and this is a God's honest truth story. There was a time when we were doing so well, Hudson was asking us, and came specifically to me and asked me to talk to some of their businesses over there. How are you doing it over in Catskill? So now kind of it's a role reversal where we're kind of saying, well, how are they doing over at Hudson? I think it's okay that we go through these cycles. I really do. I would like to see it be more sustained, that we keep our business level at a certain height here to keep the businesses that are here going. So it's not such a struggle. But we're going to have these highs and lows as things happen and people get excited. But we're heading towards one of those things in Catskill right now where the energy level's up. Some of the folks that used to be cheerleaders for us, who took a little vacation because they got maybe burned out or they were working on some other projects, they're back. They're back. There's a couple of these little pocket meetings around the village that, and I call them hiding behind mailboxes, people hiding behind mailboxes, sitting in their house, having a meeting, talking about what could they do to make Main Street better. And, what's this marketing idea to bring people from Saugerties? And to me, those grassroots efforts is exactly what got us in the boom last time. But now we just have to tie that sustaining it.
Yes.
After these ideas come forward.
Yes. Well, I would hope so. I mean, I've mentioned to you, or just venting to anybody who would listen to me, the few who would. But it seems strange to me that such a wonderful sense of infrastructure here on Main Street in particular should be kind of just left out, almost hung out on the clothesline for far too long. It's just there's just too much real architectural integrity and just specialness here that it should be suffering like this. I can't quite grasp it. Even in the sense, even if it were, if this was to serve as a satellite, if it's this is Hudson's time for the next, this generation, why shouldn't Catskill be the Williamsburg to Hudson's Manhattan, as
exactly,
it were?
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of stuff here. There's a lot of potential here. And as a resident, obviously, I have a vested interest in it, but also because there was a reason why I kind of decided to settle here. It's just really, really nice up here. And I just hate to see it just kind of, continue to just whatever, like that. Just
all this isn't, to me, all this isn't, it's not a competition. It's not us against Hudson. We need to work together.
Right,
we really have to work together with all of the arts, has to work together with the fire companies, with any other organizations. Everybody has to work together. That's how this is going to happen. As soon as we lose that, then we get back into that rut again, and we don't move. But we have to keep our heads above that.
All right, well, We'll leave it at that. Yeah. Again, to mention on the 23rd, Tuesday the 23rd, there's the candidates,
legislative candidates meet meeting. The candidates at the high school.
At the high school. And what time again was that?
7 to 9 p.m.
At 7 to 9 p.m. You should shoot me an email about that in particular. I'll make sure to add that to the event calendar.
I'll do that.
Catskill Village Trustees, Joe Kozlowski, Vin Seeley, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us again.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's some really good information.